Mishnah Berurah in Siman Mem Aleph. Din Hanoise Masoi Eich Yinhag Bitefillin. So what do you do if you're carrying something? Begins the Mechaber. Hanoise Masoi Al Rosho. If you're carrying a package or a burden on your top of your head, which is the way that they used to frequently carry things, Cholet Tefillin Shalrosh Ad Shiyosir HaMasoi. You should take off your tefillin until you have removed the burden. Vafilo mit pachto osel haniach al rosh shiyesh bo tefillin. So even if you have a scarf on your head, you have to take it off while you're wearing the tefillin. Aval dover shedarkli tein berosho kigon kova o mitznefes mutter. But if you have something that's normally on your head, like a hat or what we'll call it, we'll taicha mitznefes, is like a turban, then that would be allowed. Hagav afilu hachi, even though imhu masui kaved, if it's very heavy, arba kabin, that's going to be our measurement. But tefillin nidchakos tzarech lahasir, and it's going to be adjusting the tefillin, it's going to be putting pressure on them. Then you would have to take them off. Says the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkat and Aleph, Hanose Masoi, Zemari Bechol Hayom. This is talking about every day. Lo Bishas Kriya Shema Utfila, not by Shema or by Davening, Ayin Lekam and Simen Tzadi Zayin Sifhei. So over there, the discussion is again, if you're carrying this a heavy object of Dal Kabin, so there it's going to shter your kavona. You're not going to be able to daven well while holding a heavy object. So there the Mechaber says you should put down the object while you're davening. Beis al rosho, im hu noise masoi al yodim makom tefillin. If you are carrying a package or a bundle, something on the place where your arm tefillin is, the mistam mechusin hain, it's covered. Lake gana, it's not considered to be disrespectful. Ein tzarach lechalos ki im beisheyesh behamasoi arba kabin. And again, you would not have to take it off unless it is this amount of four kabin. The oz mistam ha tefillin rotitzos al yidei zeh. Because in this point, they're probably like it's becoming stressful by the sheer weight of the package that you're carrying. Sifkatin gimel, cholet tefillin shorosh. If you could push this to the side, so it's not going to be, directly on the tefillin area, good. So mashmin prima godim demoto, that's fine. Because malkum im yesh behem moso arba kabin near sheish lahachmir afki hagavna. But if again it's this heavy weight of four kabin, so then one should be machmir and not do it even in this case. I'm Beis Yosef. Lahotzi zevel al rosho, to carry something like garbage, something that smells, afil ma'at, even a little bit, afil tzedodim, even on the sides, osur, can't do it. Bechol gavne havi bezeh bizoyim tefillin sh'al rosho, because in all these cases, it's because it'd be bizoyim, it's disrespectful to fill in it on your head. Im lokish mesalik az hatefillin sh'al rosh me'olav shari after noise hashel yad. That if you would take off the tefillin shel rosh, that's okay, even though you're still holding your tefillin shel yad. Ve'im yirtze lahotzi zevel al yad, if you're going to be carrying something, the poskim nowadays talk about something that's disrespectful, like even holding a urine sample or something like that while wearing tefillin. Efshir dafilu im ha tefillin heim mechusin begodav ika bezebi zoyan the tefillin shel olav. So then that would still be considered to be something disrespectful. In Dalid Mutter, after Humunach al Hatefillin, Ein Bezeh Bizoyin Latefillin, Kevin Shehu Derech Malbush. So even if it's above the Tefillin, that's not a problem because this is the way it's normally worn. Ach, Im Hakova Gedola, but if it's a large hat, then Yezohir She Koivet Hakova, Lo Yasir Es Hatefillin, Mimokom Haroy Lehen, that it shouldn't move them out of place. But anything else, like a regular hat, whatever, your Borsellino, a baseball cap, anything like that, that could be worn as long as it doesn't move the Tefillin out of the way. Especially those who wear caps, those who do wear Tefillin throughout the day, a regular cap or something like that that covers it—that's the normal malbush. It's not considered disrespectful. That the poskim say is fine. You could wear that. You could wear that type of hat with your tefillin. Hey, arba kabin. This is the magic number we've been talking about. The dal kabin hein chaf hey litros sheshoiklim bo hakesef mi Prag. So this is about 25 pounds of silver, which the way that they measure things in Prague. On the last Mishnah Berurah on this, Simen Nidchakos, that they're going to be like under pressure, pushed a little bit. Ein perusha shatzefilin zozim mekom legamrei. They're not going to be totally moved out of their place. The emunachin kedin. Not that now it's not like halachli, like as if you're wearing it. We've seen many times that the tefillin are in the wrong place. Al pi halacha, it's like they're in your pocket. That's not what we're talking about here. Zeb pshita. That's obvious. Also, afila im mosli kal. Even on a light package or whatever, your light burden that you're carrying, there, it's pushing out of place, that's not allowed. So the way that he's explaining is that they're barely in the place, and because you're holding this thing or something that's lying on them, it's very much, it's been makatzer, it's cutting down, it's shortening, it's limiting the area where it is appropriate to be. Habach meka beinyanzeh umetz nefes vakova. That the Bach is lenient on these cases when you're wearing the type of like wrapping the turban or whether you are wearing the hat. Okay, a short simon for today.